Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. Your host for today's Lanyap is KEDM News Director Sunny Merriweather.
Welcome to Lanyap. I am Sunny Merriweather. My guest today is Darden North. He's the author of the recently released book Points of Origin, which he will be signing at the Monroe Junior League's Spring Market throughout the weekend. Welcome to Lanyap.
Thank you, Sunny. Thanks for having me again.
I'm glad you could come this, and you got to come in this time instead of doing the interview by phone. This is your second book.
Right.
And it's not actually a sequel to House Call, but you do involve some of the same characters in the book.
Right. Toward the end of the novel, I bring some of my first book characters back from House Call, because at that point, people were reading House Call and liked the characters and were asking me about what happened to some of them. So I wanted to kind of answer a few questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one is about a young man who expects to follow in his father's footsteps and become a doctor. And he doesn't do such a good job with it. Poor Cher is just, and he's kind of stuck with that name, you know, which is actually short for Sheridan, right?
Right, that's right.
But I was interested in this because, you know, your first book, you're a medical doctor, you're an OBGYN, and your protagonist in that first novel also was. But in this one, you move into another area of medicine. Was that kind of a stretch?
It was, in a way, because I was talking more about a plastic surgeon. In fact, I wrote the sections of the book that involved the plastic surgery, but had one of my friends in Jackson, Scott Runnels, as a plastic surgeon, read it, you know, that little section, to make sure it sounded like a plastic surgeon's conversation with a patient, and he helped me tweak that a little bit, but I think I came pretty close. But I certainly wanted to show some of the fallacies that doctors have, and the people that would like to be doctors, and some of the mistakes they make, and the human side of them, and how certainly life is not always perfect, and it's sometimes a hard lesson.
Yeah. And another thing, and about the title, you know, when I heard the title before I actually got the book and read it, you know, I'm Points of Origin, okay, what? But it's about fire.
Right.
About fires. And I'm curious as to why you decided to use fire in this book. What sparked that, if that's not a bad pun?
Well, there's a character in the book named Cordell Pixler, who is a plaintiff's attorney, and he's a very colorful character also. And of course, plaintiff's attorney, plastic surgeon, you can see there might be some things going on in there, a little conflict perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But there needed to be some destruction in the book, and fire was a good way to do that.
Now, how did you research it? Because it's very obvious that you did a lot of research into arson.
Yes, I did, and it always impresses me, Sonny, that you've read the book too before the interview.
Well, I think
nice.
It's rude,
it's really a challenge,
not to read a book if you're going to interview the author.
Through one of my former nurses, her son was a police detective in actually Vicksburg, Mississippi, and he introduced me to a very lovely lady, Leslie Decoro, who's the fire investigator in Vicksburg. And I called her and got some information from her about arson. In fact, we kind of joked. She said, "No, you're not doing a how-to book, are you?" And I said, "No." And she was very helpful, actually read the manuscript for accuracy. And also several of my patients, and I'm an obstetrician gynecologist, and it was so interesting. I began to realize that some of my patients were fire persons, or their husbands were fire persons. In fact, one of my patients teaches at the Fire Academy in Pearl, Mississippi, and he gave me one of their old textbook manual. So I read through some things like that and talked to people and really got a little education. Read, you know, some textbooks. Certainly I wasn't trying to learn how to be an arsonist, but I wanted to make that that real and very, very vibrant. And the title, Points of Origin, actually has a double meaning. Points of Origin, of course, is a fire investigation term, but it also implies to sort of the multiple origins of the drama and
the conflict
in the book, too. So it has a double meaning.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much of your own personality did you put into Cher Foxworth?
someone, I heard another author say that your first two books are basically your life, and after that you've got to come up with something different. So, and I generally put a little bit of myself, I think, in each character, and I think that's part of what's being fun, what's fun or interesting about writing. You would like to think you put the good parts of yourself in each character, and you probably put a little bad part in there too. Fortunately, when I went to college, I didn't goof off, and you know, I had put pretty straight and narrow career there. But the you know, I have sort of an interesting first name, Darden, and I have to spell it for everybody. And I kind of had fun with his name. His name is Sheridan. It was shortened to Cher, and that was sort of interesting. And whether you find that interesting, I thought it was at the time. But you know, I've had a very interesting life. I have a wonderful wife and two kids, and have been blessed with a great career. And that's given me a lot of colorful things to think about and write about.
Well, and you know, I guess that maybe there's a little slacker in everybody, and it certainly shows in him. It just takes him a while to grow up. And of course, there's a reason, because his parents were killed in a tragic accident.
Right.
And so, you know, and he kind of uses that at times, but he does manage to get himself back on track eventually.
Right. His life is sort of accidental. You know, he becomes a local hero in the town, and then he gets arrested, and someone gets him out of that. And we don't want to tell too much about the plot, but that does make his eventually, we would hope he appreciates the things that he does accomplish and the people that do help him.
Yeah, well, and you do see him maturing in the course of the book.
Right.
He does grow up some, you know. So, and he gets a girlfriend, and he acquires a dog, and there's, you know, so
right.
You see, and he kind of reconciles with his grandfather. And
in fact, a patient asked me, she said, did you have problems with your grandfather? I mean, she thought that was, you know, my story of my a conflict I had with my grandfather, which I didn't. But his grandfather is sort of seen as the stabilizing person in his life. And to give the grandfather credit, the grandfather could easily have bailed him out of all the problems he gets into, because the grandfather's very wealthy, but he does not do that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, at the end, and I'm not going to say what it is, but there's this sudden revelation at the end of the book that precipitates the climax of the book, and it's like, whoa, where did that come from? Because I wasn't expecting it. So it's really interesting to read, and one of those plot twists right there at the end that makes you kind of rethink everything that's gone before. Now, do you have another one in the works?
Yes, I have started a third novel. I may be a little behind on it, but it's going to be a little bit more medical. There's going to be a little bit of medical in all my books, but the first book will take you back to Knox Chambly, the protagonist of House Call.
All right. Well, you'll be at the spring market today, tomorrow, and Sunday?
The whole time. When you come in, I'm just to the right, there
all
in the front.
Right. Thanks so much for being my guest. Darden North is the author of Points of Origin, and I'm Sunny Merriweather with Lanyap.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.